Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and among his own kin and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deeds there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The gospel today makes it abundantly clear that to the townsfolk, the same people who saw Christ grow up, who knew of his trade, perhaps even did business with Joseph, or spent time chatting with Mary at the local well, to these people, Christ was just like every other person they had ever met. This tells us that while he was young, there wasn't much outwardly that separated him from the average person of Galilee. Undoubtedly, there would have been a great deal more charity and various other virtues, but he wasn't going around town as a teenager performing miracles for the people. When we meditate on this section of Scripture, it leads us to the conclusion that an ordinary life filled with ordinary work is a means of sanctification. And this same meditation forces us to examine our own life in this context. Do we perform our daily tasks and chores with a sort of supernatural outlook? Do we offer them up to God? Do we go out of our way to do acts of charity? Are we the first to apologize to our spouse or children or neighbor when we get into arguments? Most importantly, does the life we live, in all of its ordinariness, lead us closer to union with God? There's a certain special place in the ordinary daily life of people in God's heart. We don't have to do these huge miracles and these huge feats of charity and virtue and all that stuff. God's not in it for the big things. He's in it for the small things in our lives. The most mundane thing in the world is, if we allow it to be, is supernatural, and it leads us closer to God. But that's how we cooperate with God's grace, is by allowing our sweeping of the floor, tidying up the kitchen, allowing all these tiny little things throughout our day to join us to God. But that means we have to offer it to him. We have to do it well, or at least intend to, even if we are terrible at sweeping or tidying up. We do it to the best of our ability, and we offer it to God. And it sanctifies the entire day. Everything we do can be sanctified, and everything we do can be offered to the Lord. And it's in the ordinary daily life that we live that we're able to draw close to him. Again, my brothers and sisters, it doesn't require these great feats of virtue, these great acts of charity where we give millions and billions to the poor or any number of other things. What matters most is the little things in our daily life. God bless you.